Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Get up, stand up and fight. God's army
is life. Hey, hey, let the church unite.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to our dynamic radio broadcast entitled Come Together for Change. It is presented by our God-ordained ministry, Men in Search of Change, and HWG Outreach Center for Change International. At this time, I feel very honored to welcome all of our faithful listeners, our brand new listeners, and all of our devoted prayer partners and supporters. We are successful and blessed because of you, because of your participation. Thank you so much. God bless each and every one of you. Today is Monday, August the 8th, 2016. My name is Senior Chaplain Sharia Griffith, your co-host, together with my anointed and gifted husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, the host of our radio broadcast, Come Together for Change. You may listen to our broadcast wherever you are via your telephone by simply dialing 646-200-0578. Again, that number is 646-200-0578. Or you may also listen to our broadcast on Facebook under Elder Hudson Griffith, or Shalia Griffith, every Monday from 3:30 to 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So at this moment, I want to encourage you to bless someone that means the very most to you. Tweet them, text them, call your family members, or run right next door to your neighbor and let them know that Come Together for Change is on the air right now in the blessed city of Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, did you know that obedience to God's word is the gateway to personal happiness and enjoyment in this world, while disobedience opens doors to unknown consequences that could be painful and bring untold sadness? What you think will determine what you say. What you say will determine what you do. What you do will determine where you end up in life. So, do not allow your feelings to dictate your actions. Stay truthful to what you know is right. Amen? We truly have an awesome blessing prepared for you straight from heaven. So please, get out your pen, your notepad, your Bible, your plate, your fork, your napkin, and open up your mindset so that you can receive your spiritual food for this week. And for those of you who are just tuning in, again, this is HWG Outreach for Change International and Men in Search of Change sponsoring Come Together for Change. Now, our inspiration for this week is coming from our very own, our dear host, which is Senior Chaplain Hudson Griffith, and it reads as follows. God desires is that we continually progress, that we reach higher heights, and go to new levels. Oftentimes, as soon as we make the decision to step out of faith, is to step out in faith and obey God, the enemy brings in fear to try to stop us. He will bring thoughts like, what if you fail? What are other people going to think? You don't have what it takes. He'll do his best to use fear to try to convince us to shrink back and stay where we are. God has a place of victory in store just for you. So know that. Amen. Our topic for today is children must be trained in the way that they should go. So you might want to write that down. Children must be trained in the way that they should go. Our main scripture will be coming from Proverbs, the 22nd chapter, the 6th and the 15th verse. And it reads as follows. Train up a child in the way, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. 13 and 14. The slothful man says, there is a lion. No, I'm sorry, that's 15. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it from him. I won't read at this time, but the other scripture will be coming from Proverbs 23, and that is 13 and 14. So write that down so you'll be prepared when it's time to listen to those scriptures. Amen? Now, at this time, it gives me a great pleasure as well as an honor to present to you the host of Come Together for Change, the anointed, blessed, powerful, and dynamic senior chaplain, Elder Hudson W. Griffith, a man after God's own heart, a man that never moves unless it is from the all and loves the Lord with all his heart, mind, and soul. Again, I present to you senior chaplain Hudson W. Griffith.
Thank you very much, Shalia. It's a wonderful privilege to come your way another afternoon. It's wonderful to know that Jesus Christ is alive, that Jesus Christ is not only alive, we can communicate with him. And as we can communicate with him via his word and via the spoken word, as we pray to him, we know that he's coming back soon. And he's coming back for a prepared people, a people who have given over their lives to him, a people who are recognizing that this world is certainly coming to an end. When we see that there are so many things happening that is against the word, but we've got to realize that we need to be able to understand how to follow the word, because the word of God will give us the strength to overcome every temptation. It's important to know that God's word abideth forever. You know, it's important to know the word says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The entrance of thy word giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. It is important that we learn to follow his word, because obedience to his word brings us into an understanding of our purpose in life. Obedience to his word brings us to a position where we can follow him. As we look around the world today, we see so many young people are getting themselves in trouble. So many young people are into drugs. We see so many young people are committing suicide. We see so many young people can't seem to get it together, and they are in trouble. They need mentors. They need others to speak into their lives. But how sad it is that their parents are not really training them up in the way that they should go, as we hear our text saying today Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, it says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. But we see that children are not being trained. Children are not being sent to Sunday school. Children are not being shown the ways of the Lord. They are not taught principles and values. They are not taught to escape the wrath of the enemy. They are just doing they feel like. But you know something? You cannot blame the children. You've got to blame the parents. But then you cannot also blame the parents. You've got to blame the system. The system has determined that both mothers and fathers should be out working, and the children should be left at home unsupervised in the name of prosperity, in the name of getting ahead in life in the name of financial improvement. And everything, it seemed to be going in a direction to make us want to work and become financially secure, regardless of how our children are brought up. But you see, the problem is that in the olden days, parents were those who looked after the home. And mothers and fathers were married couples who determined what would happen. Many mothers didn't go out to work because they felt their responsibility was to look after their children. And so it is today that things are different. The mothers, sometimes they are single. There are more single parent homes than there were before. Because infidelity is causing problems, and the fathers and mothers are no longer staying together after they have gotten, the mother has gotten pregnant. The men go off and look elsewhere, it would seem, and therefore the mother is left to bring up that child alone, and she has to get 2 and 3 jobs to keep her financially secure, since the man sometimes does not want to fulfill his obligation in supporting that child. But we hear that the responsibility still lies on the parents, and God is going to bring those fathers to account for their actions towards the ladies that they got pregnant, because they are still a part of the family, and they have a responsibility as fathers to make sure that their children are supported. They have a responsibility to make sure that they do good for their children. So we see here that the wise man Solomon says, train up a child in the way he should go. So whose responsibility it is for the training? The mother and the father are responsible for the training of the children. It does not matter whether you are not in a relationship with the child's mother. You have a responsibility as a father to make sure that that child is walking in the fear of the Lord, to make sure that that child has got the financial responsibilities, to make sure that that child does not have to steal to make it in life, to make sure that that child has what he needs to make a responsible childhood. And I'm saying to you today, don't allow your child mother to have to go and do 2 or 3 jobs, and you are not pulling your weight as a father in supporting that child. You say, well, you're hitting on the fathers, but don't you know that the mothers have a responsibility too? Oh, yes, the mothers have a responsibility, and they're doing as much as they can, sometimes holding 2 and 3 jobs to make sure that the home is well kept, to make sure that the home is well supported, to make sure that that child or those children are taken care of. And you fathers have got a responsibility to chip in and to make sure that the financial responsibilities for that child that you helped to bring into the world, because the child could not have come without you fathers. Therefore, you have got to take your responsibility more serious. Now, back to those whoever has to take, who is looking after the rearing of those children. Sometimes it's grandparents. And somebody will say to me, you know, these are different days. So mothers are out working and children are unsupervised and they have got the run of the place. They can go and get involved in taking drugs. They could get involved in addictions and stuff like that because their parents are not around to see them. Why are the children today so resentful, so rebellious, and not doing the things that their parents would say to them? You know, we've got to understand that the word of God is clear. Even when God sent Moses with the 10 commandments, and one of the commandments says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Now, we see a lot of young people are exiting life early. They have no respect for their parents any longer. They are not there to help the parents. Sometimes the parents do the best for them, and as soon as they get old enough and get a job, they go on their own and leave the home of the parents to go into a life on their own, just because they don't like what the parents may say to them. But it's important that we realize that our society is in the demise it is in because family life is broken down, because mothers and fathers are no more running homes. Their homes seem not to be run by anybody. The children are left on their own to join gangs. The children are left on their own to sell drugs. The children are left on their own, and their parents seem not to know what they're doing. And so much so that when they get into trouble, the first thing the parents would say is that not my child, not my daughter, not my son. And therefore, the church has got a responsibility to look after the parents and to look after the children, to visit them and make sure that everything is going the way it should. The church is a body of believers. The church is not the building, and it does not matter the size of the church. I'm suggesting that the Christian brothers and sisters who form the family of the church have now got to reach out and be a family to that child and provide a family life for that child who has been left alone, who has been left without supervision, and who is a prey for the drug addicts, who is a prey for those who would want to put them in a condition that they would not want to be in had they had the money to do better. So we see that we have got to look at what is happening in the family. Since there are so many single-parent families, the mothers have got to be the ones to look after the children. But they cannot even look after themselves because they're coming from work. They're so tired, they don't have time to check the child's bags to see what they're carrying in them. They haven't got the time to be able to look after the children like they used to in times past. That is why when a man got married in olden days, he had to have the responsibility to be able to look after the financial rights of the family. And as a result, we see that many mothers didn't work. Their main responsibility was the upbringing of the children. But today, if you talk about parents looking after the bringing up of the children and not working, somebody will say that is old-timish. Women have got to work. Women don't have to stay at home, and women have got to work because they have to look after the homes. And as a result, we see that the children are being unsupervised. If you look and ask any school teacher, you can tell the children that are brought up in two-family homes as against those who are brought up in single-family homes. Those who are brought up in single-family homes, they are more ruthless. They are angry. They need help. And we need to be able to, I'm not saying that every single family home is like that, but I'm saying those who are unsupervised, sometimes the grandparents to look after the children, but those who are unsupervised, those who are on their own and left to join gangs and left to roam the streets and left to do anything they feel like doing, we see that this crime rate is escalating in every country of the world just because of this, because the mothers have got so much to do. The mothers have got to look after the financial responsibility of the homes, and that they can't do the things that they would like to do for the children. But we are suggesting that as Christians, we need to be able to go out there and to help those parents who have got children. The children are unsupervised. You know, my heart was blessed years ago when I went to Cuba as a young worker from the youth department. in the island of Barbados. When I went to Cuba, you know, if you got a girl pregnant, you had to go and spend some time in that home before the child came. And after the child came, the money was taken out of your salary to pay into the home of that child that was newly born. And you said to me, what happened if the child was not yours? If the child was not yours, that mother would have to pay back all the money that was given into that home. And that was an interesting exercise. I have to say, if that was done in the free world, I'm sure that lots of men will be more careful of how they sow their wild oats. More men would be capable of being able to give financial resources into the homes of the child or the girl that they got pregnant. Look, I tell you something. We need to look at the legislation that is being passed in our parliaments, because family is important. Families are what kept the communities together. Now, today it's a different situation. The family is broken down because of the financial responsibilities which the mother has. So she sometimes has to do two, if not three jobs, or look for a partner who is willing to exchange sexual favors for money. And so the mother, regardless of how she gets the money, she's got to go out there and get the money to help supply and support the home. And I'm suggesting that men have got to be more responsible. Men have got to, I know there's an urge and a desire for sexual satisfaction on the part of the men, and they prey on the lives of young, unsuspecting women who have got responsibilities and cannot afford not to give in to the sexual desires of men. But I'm saying to you, men, you ought to be ashamed of yourselves, because had not been for your mother, you would not be where you are today. How would you not have been in a position to understand that God loves you? God wants to bring you to a position where you will be able to understand that this is a world in which there are so many problems with before our children who are unprotected. This is a world which has so many problems in our schools. Children are coming to school hungry. Children are being left alone, unsupervised, and are running the streets. They're joining gangs, and they're doing anything to get some money, to get some food to eat. And I want to suggest to you that those who are responsible for children have a strong responsibility to understand that they must make sure that the children are well supervised, and that you have got to be sure that when you are looking to get to involve in a relationship, that the man is a person that is responsible, that the man is a person who is reliable, because the biggest problems is the unsupervised home, and those homes are unsupervised because there's a need for extra money to support the children. God loves you, parents, but you have a responsibility to make sure that your children are brought up in the fear of the Lord. You have a responsibility to train the child in the fear of the Lord. You know, the system is against us, because in the Bible it says in Proverbs 23, it says that Proverbs 22:15. Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, but the word of correction should drive it far away. And then again in Proverbs 23:13 it says, withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod, and shall deliver his soul from hell. So we see that even the Bible advocates punishment to our children because they said that that foolishness is born within the heart of a child. And it is important that we have some kind of punishment to make sure that our children don't do the things that they know are wrong, that they don't do the things that will bring them into situations where they have to go before the judge, where they have to go before our courts, where they have to be arrested by the police. Oh, come on now. It's time that our churches look at the responsibilities of bringing up, of being there for the children who are left alone. It is time that our churches look at the responsibilities of helping our children in the communities and bringing them into understanding of their purpose in life. So many of these children could do better if they had the support of the parents. So many of these children could do better if they had the support of fathers. There are so many fatherless homes, and fathers have a responsibility in the training up of a child too, not because the child is not under your roof that you are free from the responsibility. Train up a child in the way that he should go. Therefore, you have a responsibility to help them to honor you. You have the responsibility to help them to understand what you are doing as a parent, because they learn from you. But because of the infidelity, it would seem that children are coming up and getting children at an early age. There's so many children today that by the age of 16 have become an involuntary parent. They didn't want to, they didn't ask for it, but now they have the responsibility. They haven't even finished looking after their own lives, but now they have got the responsibility of raising children, so that by the time they are 21, they've got two or three children that they've got to look after. My Lord, we need to pray. We need to get down on our knees and pray for the children in our communities. But you know, the communities are no longer the way they used to be before. You don't even know people who live next door to you. The communities are a block of apartments and houses, and you dare not go and ask anybody for help or for anything anymore. Everybody seems to be so selfish. There's so much selfishness that we need to be able to recognize the value of helping and serving the needs of our children. I want to pray for you if you're a mother or if you're a father. I want to pray for you too if you're a child. You know that you have not been following the ways that you should. I want you to understand that God loves you. I want you to understand that He wants you to come to an end of your rebellion. He wants you to come to an end of the things that you're doing that is wrong. And He wants you to follow Him, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you this afternoon on behalf of that boy, that girl, that mother, that father, Lord, who is going through difficult times because of their children, because they don't have the time to fully how to live for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, bring, Lord Jesus, closure to their problems, Lord. Those who are in prison, those who they have not looked after their children, and they have run away, and some of them have ended up in prison. Let your Holy Spirit grant wisdom and understanding that your people should be able to reach out and help those who are having difficulty with their children. Evening, Lord, let your Holy Spirit bring change to those who are on addictions, to bring change to those who have got murderous thoughts in their mind. Bring change that they can see that you are a God of a merciful God. Have your own way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. That was awesome and well prepared, and I pray that you Your plates are full with your wonderful teachings of Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith. So get excited as you begin to digest your spiritual food for this week, as your blessings begin to shower you with God's greatness. Well, friends, this is all the time we do have for now. In my closing, do drop us up and let us know how you are receiving our radio program. Our mail and address is Come Together for Change, P.O. Box 90553. It is in Henderson, Nevada, 89009. And if you are in need of prayer or counseling, or even if you have a question you want to ask, give Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson Griffith a telephone call at 702-454-5717. Know that God is faithful. He is loving. He is with you, and He is for you. And with God on your side, you are headed for victory all the days of your life. Plan to do something good for someone that is in need. And God, and look up and see God smiling on you. Amen.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion.